time for Drinking 101 with the experts from Brown Derby on Q102, Springfield's rock station.
Pumpkin beer.
That's right. It's that time of year.
So happy.
Don't have to tell me three times.
Yes, I do. I got to keep saying it until it's just stuck in your head.
That's right.
Bring me pumpkin beer. Bring me all things pumpkin.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fall girl. I like football. I like chili. I like pumpkin beers.
All right. Well, then this is your day.
Yes.
Brad was like, hey, what are we going to do this week? I said, oh, don't worry. We've got we've got it covered. It's pumpkin beer this week.
Are we going to talk about whiskey? Yeah. Are we going to talk about, you know, Oktoberfest
right.
beers?
No, we're doing pumpkin beer.
We can do Oktoberfest next week.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Okay, so. Sounds good. What do we got here?
All right, so we've actually got a couple of newcomers, and a couple of these I've never even had before.
I was going to say, I've had about half.
Half, yeah, me too. So the first one is a new player here. This is out of Murfreesboro, Illinois. And it's called the Big Brewing Company, and this is their Pumpkin Smasher.
I don't even know where that is.
I don't either.
Illinois.
I was thinking you were going to ask me where it is, and I was going to say it's in Murfreesboro. I don't know where that is.
Somebody out there is like going, I know where it's at.
I was born there.
Yeah. Straight down the street.
Yeah.
It seems like a small place.
It's right over there.
Exactly. It's pretty good. It's pumpkin-y.
It is. It is very pumpkin-y. Got a lot of cinnamon, and, a little spice to it.
Yeah, and that's always what I look for. Like, if they took a piece of pumpkin pie and they shoved it into a beer bottle.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I look for.
You're looking for, like, liquid pumpkin pie.
Pretty much.
With a little whipped cream.
Form of alcohol.
Exactly. Right.
All right. The next one is pretty popular.
It's an old standard, yeah. O'Fallon, of course, out of St. Louis. One of the first to be doing a pumpkin beer here in Missouri.
Yeah, I've noticed big displays of pumpkin everywhere now. I'm very happy about it.
As a retailer, the retailer's demise, it's, you know, going to be 90 degrees this weekend. And all of our fall seasonals are rolling in at this time of year. And we still have all of our summer seasonals. So you would think that there's no market or place for this, but Schlafly, for example, pumpkin beer, last year in August, we averaged over a case a day.
No one said you had to go outside this weekend.
That's just
pop down the AC and pop a couple of these open.
Yeah, that's
good to go.
That's fair.
O'Fallon, it's very good.
Yeah, no, this has always been a very, very good one. People ask, you know, which one's your favorite? It's really kind of hard to say, but I've always said O'Fallon has made a very good pumpkin beer.
Yep, that is really good, but This one's my favorite that we're heading to next.
So this is the king of the kings, Schlafly Pumpkin. It's pretty much their number one SKU. We sell, just at the wine center alone, easily over 100 cases of this a year. And that doesn't include the chain. But this is as when people ask me to describe it, it is as what you said you want out of your beer, which is taking a slice of pumpkin pie,
yep,
putting it in your blender, and hitting puree.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you call it the king of kings for a good reason. I mean,
it's the best one out there.
It's good. It's very good.
So the next one is actually a new one. And shandies are all the rage right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why not do a pumpkin shandy?
Pumpkin shandy. Well, this intrigues me a little bit.
So here we go. So Traveler Beer Company is actually an offshoot from Sam Adams, which everybody knows. And Sam Adams is very famous for their Oktoberfest, the beer that's many consider to be their best seasonal. So with all the popularity with ciders, they launched Angry Orchard. And now with all the popularity with shandies, they launched the Traveler Beer Company. And this is their first seasonal. They do a grapefruit.
I'm going to drink some more of that. I feel like after drinking all the pumpkins, like I need a better
sample.
Yeah, better sample of that.
Size.
In fact, just leave everything. I'll continue sampling.
I knew that
it for
going
the
in. Yeah. So, folks listening to the show, if you notice that Shadow's voice
about
starts
1 o'clock,
you may want to call in.
That's good. I mean, it's kind of funny that the Traveler, the pumpkin shandy, I don't know. It has that shandy-esque taste to it. I was about to say feel, but you can't.
It is. It's lighter. It's sweeter, but it still has the pumpkin nuances.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's well done.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
I will take all of these.
there you go.
Just take them all. They are very, I mean, really when it comes to pumpkin beer, just keep buying six packs until you find the one that's right for you.
That's right.
That's basically
it. And there's, I mean, really like other types of seasonal beers. I mean, this is four different samples and this is like a fraction of what's going to be available this year.
I bet.
You know, Mother's does one. I mean, everybody's doing a pumpkin beer now.
Now I can say that if you're like me and you're like all things pumpkin, you can go to the wine center and you can get those, one of those jars of the pumpkin dip.
Yes.
That you put over cream cheese.
That's right.
And then you complement it with your pumpkin beer.
Well, you've got this down.
And it's just a pumpkin party.
There you go.
That's all it is.
Party with you.
I assume all of these available at every single
Most location. Of them, yeah. I think the first one, the Pumpkin Smasher, may only be at a few stores, but the other ones are everywhere. I mean, just at all the Brown Derbies.
I kind of figured so. All right, cool. Thank you for bringing in the pumpkin beer. You've made me very happy today. next week we can do Oktoberfest or, you know.
Something else.
Oktoberfest starts in what, like September?
Yeah, usually right around there.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Fuel Q102, Drinking 101.